This is the home for Curry and Clevo. This is KCast Radio. Classic rock to the bone.
KCast Radio, your home for Curry and Clevo in the mornings. Classic rock to the bone. The brand new KCast Radio app is on fire. It's been out for about 2 or 3 months. Get the KCast Radio app. It'll play even when you don't want it to play, whether you're doing Zoom calls, Zoom sex, whatever. It will play. It's fantastic. The KCast Radio app. KCast Radio. Get the app now like thousands of other folks have also done. You're going to hear some great interviews like my good friend Damon Johnson. You know him from Brother Kane, the Black Star Riders. He played with Alice Cooper. He's friends with Ted Nugent. He does it all, and he joins us right now. He's got a huge thing going on later on tonight. Damon, what's up, my brother? How are you?
Tony Curry. Oh, my God, man. I want whatever coffee you are drinking, brother. It is quadruple espresso, sounds like. I love it.
Dude, it ain't the coffee.
No, dude, we've been talking about...
It's not that either.
No.
Tell them how you're treated. It's not the coffee. This guy uses... I've never seen anything like it. This guy uses, for one cup of coffee,
yes,
27 things of sugar.
Sure.
I
like my coffee like I like my women.
Maybe not 27, no. At least 9.
I like my coffee. I like my coffee like I like my women.
Sweet.
Black and sweet. Yes, exactly.
That's incredible. Well, I'm going to get some of that because I'm loving this Tony Curry energy this morning. Thank you guys for having me on. There is lots happening.
Dude, we love having you on. We're going to get to all of it. You have as much time as you want this morning. I think you were the last show at Workplay, Tommy Williams joint Workplay, and we brought you on and we had a great time during that show. And so I know you've been saying super busy doing shows from your kitchen. I've seen you on Facebook and I love what you're doing. And of course you've got Damon Johnson and the Get Ready later on tonight. Battle Lessons, the brand new effort, as well as the brand new single, and we'll play it in just about 10 or 15 minutes or whenever you decide you want us to play it. We'll get into that coming up here in just a few minutes. You got a virtual concert later on tonight. Before we get into all that stuff, and we'll certainly let you prop as much stuff as you want, you retweeted a Dee Snider tweet a couple days ago based on something Alice Cooper said. He felt like it was irresponsible for rockers to try to sway the political vote by telling their listeners or their viewers or their rockers, hey, listen, this is the way you want to vote. Do you have a thought on that? I know you retweeted that.
I have a lot of thoughts on that. I don't necessarily agree. Look, I think irresponsible is the wrong word. And I think for me is, look, we all live and walk whatever our personal politics is. People that know me, my fans, people that come to the show, people that listen to my music, they know the things that are important to me that I represent. I don't want to use my social media platforms to talk politics, man. Look, I'm too busy trying to get people turned on to my new music, to talk about things that unify us and bring us together, as music always has. There's never been a more polarizing time than right now. And, it's hard to deny that social media itself is part of the problem. Because every bozo with a phone or a laptop has a megaphone to just say anything he wants to anyone he wants.
Yeah.
And it's a treacherous water that we're treading in right now. There's no doubt about it.
Good friend of ours, Damon Johnson, he's going to have a virtual concert later on tonight that has something to do with Judas Priest, which I think is just absolutely, I'm like, hold on, you want to talk about me being on quadruple coffee? I'm like, dude, I said, dude, we're not on the radio yet. No, settle down. You'll have time.
All I want to do is make sure Tony gets it right, guys. He'll have people convinced that Mick Jagger is coming to my house with Paul McCartney tonight at 7 o'clock.
He's already said that.
That a problem?
Last break. Is that not?
Do you notice that every time you're on, your list of friends gets longer? Hey, speaking of Mick Jagger, he's still writing tunes with Keith Richards. They're Zooming each other. They just released Goat's Head Soup again from 1973-74. There's a couple of new songs on that. We're playing that stuff. With this COVID-19 thing, and obviously you've been super busy because you just had an album out 2 years ago, and now you're releasing another one called Battle Lessons. And again, we'll play the title track coming up here in a few minutes. But you've been staying busy. What's 2021? The fact that a lot of rock and rollers, and I was reached out to Mike Lawley the other day from Dick's Hat Band and a local guy, and you know Mike Lawley, and he's like, it's so difficult for these musicians who get out and play 2 or 3 nights a week. They're not making any money. So they're sticking at home and they're writing great music. What's it going to be like for the classic rock genre for the Lynyrd Skynyrds and the Robert Plants and the Damon Johnsons of the world. What kind of music are you writing during COVID-19? And I know that during some of the darkest episodes of rockers' lives, they write some of their best material. What's 2021 going to look like with the release of some of this stuff?
Well, you know, look, all I can do is speak for myself. First of all, I'm as curious as anyone to see what the musical landscape is going to look like in 2021. Right now, the news is not good. We've got venues closing. We've got legendary promoters closing up shop, going out of business. They can't keep people on salary. The music business is decimated. And unless we come up with some way that we can get people to safely congregate again and buy concert tickets and buy merchandise and buy concessions, fellas, we got a real problem. And to be perfectly honest with you, a lot of the musicians that I know, especially a lot of my peers here in Nashville, man, everybody's just so freaked out, worried about the future. It's hard to be creative. It's hard to write songs.
Really?
You know? So yeah, man, it's like, especially those of us that have kids and they're all having to go to school virtually. That's a whole other chaos, you know? I mean, man, I get up every weekday just hoping the Wi-Fi is going to work and my kids can have their biology class, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The thing for me, guys, that I'm grateful for is I had already written 15 brand new songs by January of this year. So I've been channeling all my efforts into getting these songs recorded, you know, and getting them out for release. On a personal level, you know, one of the big things that COVID upended was the schedule for me to get this full-length album finished, Tony. Yeah. The goal was to have it all done, packaged out right now today, September 25th. And, you know, we had to close up shop. We couldn't get to the studio. We couldn't even get together and have rehearsals. So, you know, for about 2 months. But we're releasing a single. It's out on all the platforms today. And, you know, I'm thrilled to talk with you about it. And we're celebrating that tonight with this tremendous live stream from Nashville. It's a tribute to Thin Lizzy, who's celebrating their 50th anniversary this year, by the way. And mind blowing, we're going to be joined on guitar by our friend and also Nashville resident, Richie Faulkner from Judas Priest.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I mean, it really is. And I know you've worked with Whitford. I know you've worked with a lot of guys in the industry, and what a huge get. Now tell me about your relationship, obviously, with him and Judas Priest, and how, you know everybody, but I mean, how'd that work?
Well, man, I've known Richie for over a decade, and I had just left the Alice Cooper Band to join Thin Lizzy in 2011, and our very first tour was supporting Judas Priest in North America.
Wow.
So Richie and I spent a lot. He had just replaced KK Downing in the band. So it was, you know, we had that in common, man. We were both replacing, you know, we were joining these legendary bands in some very hallowed guitar positions. And we've been friends through the years. Black Star Riders did Judas Priest dates. So the big craziness, Tony, is this blonde haired British guy moves to Nashville, Tennessee last summer and bought a house, and now he's my neighbor, lives 15 minutes down the street.
That is so cool. I mean, you guys must have some interesting parties, man. I have got to come up and see you and just spend a weekend with you just to see who you hang out with. Damon Johnson joins us here. You know him here from the Birmingham days of Brother Kane. He worked with Alice Cooper for long periods of time. Thin Lizzy is his band. If you've ever seen him go live, he plays a lot of their music, and it's beyond Jailbreak and The Boys Are Back in Town. It's the really good stuff. And we play a lot of it here on KCAS Radio. He joins us here on KCAS Radio as Curry and Claypo. I want to get back, and again, real quick, give people the link or tell people how they can get on this virtual concert. We'll give it out several times during the show, and we're going to play your brand new song coming up here in a few minutes called Battle Lessons. But how can people find you later on tonight? When will it be released? And I love the fact that you're allowing it. You're growing up just like me. You're allowing people to watch it whenever they want to.
Yeah, man. Well, that's a credit to this platform that we're using for the live stream. It's called Veeps. V as in Victor, E-E-P-S, Veeps. All you got to do is go to damonjohnson.veeps.com. It takes you straight to the ticket link. There's a general admission ticket. There's a bundle where you can pre-order the CD or the vinyl. We'll sign that and send it to you once we get all that finished. Our favorite thing about Veeps, Tony, indeed, is that they give the ticket holder the flexibility to watch the show anytime over the next 48 hours. That's the cool. live stream, yeah, the actual event is tonight at 7 p.m. Central. But, man, you can watch it anytime, all weekend. And the biggest thrill for me, man, we're doing this extensive Thin Lizzy set, and we're also going to perform Battle Lessons for the first time for the public to see it. And Richie's going to play with us on that as well. It's that's insane,
killer.
Brother.
That's
it's
killer.
Insane. That's, it's insane.
That's killer. I love it. And I love it for you because I know how hard you're working to make this happen. Let me get back to your songwriting abilities. I think it's really interesting because they say some of the best comedians are from New York, and it's because, quite frankly, they live lives with no mothers, no fathers. They're beat up, and they find humor in all the tragedies in life. And so that's why I was kind of surprised you said that it's very difficult to write songs right now. When you write songs, and you mentioned you had 15 written before January, do you write? What's your purpose behind writing your songs? I hear your music, and I know it's you. I know your voice, your inflection. You're so extraneous, and you sound like Damon Johnson when you sing. So I know it's you. I know that Michael Jackson could write a hit. If someone said, write me a hit, he could write a hit. Do you write to make music for Damon Johnson? Do you write music to make Damon Johnson's fans happy? Where do you draw the line about writing music that you really love that perhaps you believe won't be nearly as accepted because the way it sounds? Or are you willing to write songs that perhaps you're not real crazy about, but you know, hey, listen, the masses are going to love this and I need to sell records?
Well, I would have answered that question differently 20 years ago, but it's real simple for me now, Tony. I'm writing songs for my own enjoyment, and I'm writing lyrics to make sense of the world. It's just my effort to make sense of the world, to make sense of life, and make sense of the things that are important to me or the things that concern me, the things that keep me up at night, the things that get me motivated and excited. It is the great fulfillment of this life committed to being a songwriter. It's almost like I get to write a journal, put it to a big guitar riff, and record it in a fancy studio and send it to you guys and you play it on the radio. I mean, how lucky am I? Yeah. It's literally self-therapy.
Since you mentioned therapy,
we have a psychologist here. You shouldn't have said that word.
I loved your response about it's difficult to write right now, because we're hearing that in everybody is sort of going through the same thing. It's difficult to know what to think. It's difficult to put words down. It's difficult to, you know, just sort of move forward because of all the layers of stuff. So it would make sense that it's difficult to songwrite. That being said, you know, if you look out 1 year from now, do you think you're going to be able to look back and, you know, once you've had some distance from it and be able to just, you know, extract what you just said, some amazing themes from what you went through? And I know that's asking you to project out, but what's your thought about that from a songwriter standpoint?
That's a beautiful question. And I think, yes, once I can get further away from it, and then I can look back on it with some perspective, because songwriting is really done in solitude. And, you know, it's a discipline. It's not just this random thing that you just kind of run around in circles and go, okay, I'm going to write a song. Man, I am always looking for something that moves me, that speaks to me. And this moment in history is very, very difficult. And it's doubly difficult because it's not just affecting our industry. It's affecting the whole world. It's affecting our country. It's affecting our politics. It's affecting the decision makers, the economy, everything. It's a scary time. Yeah. So I can tell you this too, guys. Some of my favorite songs that I've ever written were rooted in personal experiences that were challenges or difficulties that I went through. I danced or couldn't pick up a pen and write about it at that moment. Mm-hmm. I had to wait until I, you know, got some distance from it and could look back with some perspective and, you know, just not get my heart rate down a little bit and go, all right, let's think about this. What's really going on?
David Johnson joins us here, a good friend of the show. And of course, you know him from Brother Kane. And he's just, he's been a sweetheart of a friend of mine. So grateful to have him on the show. And of course, Battle Lessons, the brand new CD. And of course, a single. We'll play it for you here in just a few minutes. He's got a virtual show later on tonight. It's going to be fantastic. And again, you can go to Veep, that's V-E-E-P, Damon Johnson, and get your tickets. And of course, you can also order their brand new CD as well. Who's one person that you have not collaborated with? That you would love to, whether it be write a song or play with?
Well, I did jam one time with Sting. I told you about that, right? We did that one off, and he played bass with me and my friend Steven Tyler in Las Vegas on one song. But Sting is kind of he's just a tremendous influence for me, man. Talk about a disciplined guy. Talk about a guy that has just cranked it out for decades. He is an inspiration, man. How he treats his art, how he treats his health. I think Sting could stand a little more Les Paul cranked up through a Marshall stack on some of his songs. And I know for a fact I am the man for that job.
Oh, there you go. This brings me to my question. I'm gonna ask you this question. This is not deep.
He's been talking about this all morning.
No,
it
this
better
is
be
not
good,
deep,
yeah.
Damon. And actually, in many ways, this is just for me. Okay.
Okay.
So I sit here every morning with this guy, and it's classic rock. And it's classic rock, and, you know, we'll play songs, and I'll be like, is that's really classic rock? He's like, yeah, it's classic rock. And so we've sort of got to this point where we call it the gospel of classic rock, according to Tony. And so he's like a disciple, right? And then, so I thought when we had you on, I'm like, wait a minute. We only have like one disciple here. We only have to go, everything goes through Tony. It's classic rock according to Tony. We don't have access to anybody else. So now I've got access to another disciple, so says the Jewish guy.
Yes.
Okay. So this is really important. Tell me how you define or characterize or describe what is classic rock?
Great question.
Well, I define it as music played with guitars, drums, and amplifiers that spans the time period between 1967 and the early 90s. After that, everything got too subgenre and just kind of spread all over the map. And I just think for anybody, their, quote, classic music is just, you know, the stuff they listened to when they were kids, when they were teenagers, when they were in their 20s and 30s. Because, look, I'm in my 50s now, guys. I still listen to Neil Young's After the Gold Rush. Yes. I still listen to Highway to Hell by AC/DC. I still listen to Aerosmith Toys in the Attic. That gets me pumped. That makes me want to pick up my guitar and write a song. I still listen to, you know, Bob Dylan. It's like, I'm sure there's some great bands out right now. I'm not really that interested in seeking them out, you know, because I know what works for me and what gets me excited. And as a, you know, as a veteran artist, I'm pretty thankful that there's a lot of other people that feel that way. That's why when I go out with my band right now and we're playing our new songs and we're pushing the new record, we're definitely going to play Got No Shame. We're definitely going to play Handful of Sun On. And I'm fortunate to even be a footnote to another big classic rock band like Alice Cooper, and that's Thin Lizzy. You know, we're always playing The Boys Are Back in Town. People want to hear that song, man. It's one of the great classic rock songs of all time. I'm so lucky to be a part of that band.
And you're still for people that don't know, and KCAST Radio is growing exponentially. It's going to be huge. We're going to be the number one radio company in this country the next couple of years. And you always have a platform here, and you always have a place on our radio station. You will be doing your show on this radio station soon, too. So you and I will collaborate on that, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to hold you to that. You understand?
Can't wait, brother. Love it.
I mean, if Sammy Hagar can have his own show, you can have your own classic rock show. I want to hear the music that influenced your life, and I want to hear it on this radio station. So it's great stuff. All right, tell people again real quick about the huge virtual concert later on tonight, how they can get your brand new effort, and we'll play your song for you.
Thank you, Tony Curry. Damon Johnson and the Get Ready, that's my band, with very special guest Richie Faulkner from Judas Priest, tonight, 7 p.m., get your tickets at damonjohnson.feeps.com Or you can just go to my website, DamonJohnson.com, for info. You can get a ticket. You can watch the show anytime over the 48 hours of the weekend. This is not one of these things that you guys have seen a lot over the pandemic where there's, you know, four musicians on separate screens in different places. No, we're in the same room. We got the big stage. We got the amps. We got some lights. We're playing an extensive tribute to Thin Lizzy, and we're going to perform our brand new single, Battle Lessons, for the first time tonight with Richie. Tony, Richie Faulkner is one of the top 10 best hard rock and metal guitarists this planet.
No doubt.
You cannot miss this guy's playing, brother.
I'm watching tonight. I'll be watching tonight. I'll be watching.
No, he's incredible, man. We're so honored to have him be a part of this. And listen to your question that you guys were asking earlier. I mean, Richie's in Judas Priest, for God's sake, right? Yeah. He called me. He's like, brother, I got nothing to do. Please, if you have any idea, you know, if you want to jam, let me know. And I said, I got an idea. Let's rock some Thin Lizzy songs.
That's great. I love it. Hey, man, we love you, man. Thank you so much for calling us in. I'm always here for you, and I know you're always here for me, and I appreciate you. I love you, and I'll be checking you out tonight, okay?
Guys, continued success to you. Thank you so much for having me on. Thanks for playing the song, and I love Birmingham, Miss Birmingham, and you guys stay safe. I'll see you as soon as possible, all right?
There he is, Damon Johnson. Thank you, Damon. There he is, Damon Johnson. Joins us right here on KCAST Radio, and wow, he's just I just love his passion. I know that things are tough. But the dude just gets after it and does a great job. So this brand new single called Battle Lessons, and we'll play it for you right now on KCAST Radio. And there it is. Sorry. Helps to turn it up a little bit. It's called Battle Lessons, released late last night, midnight. Battle Lessons and...
So can't stand the way you talk. Sad how you break a boy in two. For your sins, but right now I'm suffering from you. When we were young, nothing to lose, we were invincible. Now take a look at you, screaming, my God, what have I done? How could I ever feel like you were the one? No battle lessons lost on me. Tomorrow can't come fast enough. Your skin, your words, they stuttered from the start. And all that time I spent defending you, you were helping to break my heart. When we were gone, nothing to lose, we were invincible. Take a look at you, screaming, my God,
This is KCAST Radio. Classic rock to the bone.